Okay, so let's go. So we said that we would discuss some of Avazmiz, some of Avazmiz Merchomesh. I'm not getting through all these Makaros, I just couldn't cut it down. It takes me longer to write a short Makar sheet than it does to write a long Makar sheet, because then I have to figure out what I take out. So it's just easier for me to put everything on the page and then figure out what I'm giving on it. What?
And then jump around.
Yeah, and then jump around. It's just easier for me, and you have it, so fine. Okay, so we said we would talk about the Sugya of Avazmiz, Avazmiz Yoser Merchomesh. Yeah. So it is so hot in this room. Okay, so the Gemara in Ksuba, Daf Nun, Zamar, I love it. Usha iskinu, I'm a Vazbez, Yoser, Mechomesh. If you are going to be Mevazbez, what's Mevazbez? Yeah, probably. You're going to expend, right? You're going to expend money. You shouldn't expend more than 1/5. And the reason is because you might end up needing other people. And there was someone who tried and they didn't let him. Fine. My cra, what's the pasuk, or at least the asmachta? Call a share titin li. I really feel at some point we just need to have a share on asmachta, because it, you know, just the notion comes up too often. But anyways, call a share titin li, aser asrenu lach. Everything that you will give to me, this is from. Yeah, good, from Yaakovinu. Right? Anything you give, I will give, aser asrenu lach. And the drasha is.
I'll tie
it
again.
Right, not. I will give miser, but I will give miser. I will give miser. Right, I will give 2/10. Follow dummy sura basra sura kama. Right, the second tenth is only 9.9%.
No, 9.
9% rather. Right, so I'm Ravashi, asrenu labasra ki kama. Yeah, I'll give you 2/10, which are identical. That's the drasha. Fine.
So really, it's a ninth of what's taken off.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, and the Yerushalmi, we probably won't read it all inside, but the Yerushalmi actually says that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, as opposed to a pure takana. Okay, fine. So, the other Gemara that has to come into play is the Gemara in Bava Kama, Behedr Mitzvah, the second source, Amar Rav Zeir, Amar Rav Huna, B'mitzvah, Ad Shlish. By mitzvah is up till a third. And the Gemara says, my shlish. What does a third mean? So, ilema shlish beso. If you think that for every mitzvah you have to spend 1/3 of your entire wealth, elmeata yisramalei tlasa mitzvaza, what's the obvious problem? If you have 3 mitzvahs, well, bigger problem, right? If you didn't even know the Gemara in Ksuvos, it'd be a bigger problem. Yisramalei tlasa mitzvaza, if you have 3 mitzvahs come to you, and you're chayav to spend 1/3 of your entire wealth, right? Then what? Right? Leisav lekulei beisa, you can give your whole house. Alam reb zera behider mitzvah ad shlish bimitzvah. Rather, what it means is you should spend up to 1/3 for hider mitzvah. By Rav Ashi, now what is that shlish mean? Lego shlish mean levar, take you. Right? An inside third, an outside third, which means 1/3 or half, right? What does it mean? Fine, it's two pages of chayim. Fine. Okay. First question. What would have been the halacha if it weren't for Takanas Usha? Right? There is a rule that, and we'll get to, well, actually, let's outline the questions, then answer them one by one. Okay? First question. What would have existed before Takanas Usha? What did Takanas Usha do? Yes? 2, what does Takanas Usha apply to? Right? Meaning, does it apply to tzedaka, all mitzvahs? Are there all mitzvahs minus some? Yeah, question 2. Question 3, is this Eitzah Tova? Right? You can't be Mevazbez or Mechomesh. You shouldn't be, or you are not allowed to. 4th question, are there exceptions to that rule? Right? Meaning, if the reason for Mevazbez or Mechomesh is that you won't become poor, so let's say that reason doesn't apply, such as you are
insanely wealthy.
You're insanely wealthy, right? You are Ira Renner, let's say. Right? Right? He's last. Because he's the only Orthodox Jew I know of who's in the top 200 wealthiest people in the world.
What does he do? Who?
Ira Rennert. If I remember correctly, he was number 181 last time they put it out. Okay? There was no other Orthodox Jew that jumped out when I glanced at this list. Okay? There's a reason every kolel in Israel. I don't know. There could be other Orthodox people on that list. I'm just throwing out a name. Pick a random name. Pick Marcus Katz if that makes you happy. Okay? Fine. Yes, Josh.
Another question. Because Gemara in Brachot, I think Vavur Tet Zion, that talks about how people in the olden days were a lot better than the people nowadays. As
Achshar Dara, yeah, or quite a rhetorical question, yeah.
There's someone who gave all. He had to make a wedding for his daughter.
The question, which is not a fundamental, it is a fundamental question, but it's a different, right, is what about all the Gemaras that seem to be so-so this, right? That's basically what you're asking me, is because there are many Gemaras that are so-so this rule. All these people who spend all their money on mitzvahs. Yes? Those?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Good. That is another question we'll get to, okay? So those are the questions we're going to quickly try to get through. We're not going to get through all the Makaros inside, but I want you to have it on the sheet. Okay. So question number one. What would have happened before Takanas Usha? So, if I asked you, Misvara, if it weren't for Takanas Usha, what would have been the rule?
You could have given as much as you wanted.
Yeah, so that's what the... So, maybe. The Chassam Sofer says more than you. He says maybe you would have had to give everything you want, right?
This is your, this far.
What?
Why would you have...
Hold it. Hold it, okay? Devadai mashmi dintara kol sheyeshlo parnas yomo tzarach litein avosulani, right? Meaning everything minus what you need for that day. Rock I have Kodman, but obviously you can't die, so yeah, whatever you need for that day. I will call she usually day parnasas yomo. Yes, there. Ashar mamono laani atzarech rak beushes kinnish lo yivazves adam yoser mechomesh v'samchu akra aser asenu loch. Fine, and then he said makom kibud av lo tiknu v'nichol din Torah, and he said by kibud av aim we don't have this rule, and therefore we allow you to, if your father is poor, to give him as much money as you want, even more than a fifth. That's where he's going with this. Okay, fine. That's the Chassam Sofer's claim. If it weren't for Takanas Usha, you would have been chayiv to give everything.
Wait.
Please tell me the... Yes.
According to Chassam Sofer, are you chayiv and kibud av to give him as much as possible?
Sounds like it, yes. Sounds like it. What is the obvious problem with Chassam Sofer? I gave you Rav Asher Weiss, but you should get it without Rav Asher. He gave Sharon this last week. It was online. Thank you to Rav Shimoni for noting that this was already up online with the summary, because otherwise where would I have found a written copy of it? I would have to transcribe it from the audio, which would have been torture. Obvious svara, come on. Misvara, without looking.
Yourself on the public?
Yeah. Or in other words, the Gemara in Bava Kama, right, in its Havamina, Ad Shlish, and the Gemara, for a second thought, that Ad Shlish meant a third of your wealth, right? What was the Gemara? Did the Gemara bring a makar for rejecting the notion that you should give one third of your wealth away to tzedakah, or for a mitzvah? No, what did it say? What did it say? Didn't give a source. What did it give? A svara, pshuta, mazeh. Who in their right mind would possibly think that there would be a chiyuv to give away all your wealth? To reformulate it for the Chassam Sofer, right, you would say, you have midaraisa, you have to give away everything, right? And that, right, it's the same problem, right? The Gemara thinks that it is impossible that you should get to the point where you have nothing. Right? That can't be what existed before Takanas Usha. Right? Maybe before Takanas Usha, so you have to give away a lot, but you still have to leave enough that you're not a tircha on the tzibur. Right? Who knows? But what clearly did not exist, right, is a chiyuv to give away everything. And if you look at Rasha, right, he says this, and I would have, you know, he has more authority than me, so we'll just look at it. Right? He gives another svara. You're chayv in all mitzvos. Who tzarach gam parnas based on you have to support your family. And just like I would tell you, obviously you don't spend all your time on one mitzvah. And then he brings the Gemara in Bava Kama. So rather, what does he say? So then what was it? Rather, midaraisa tesvara pshuta, you should give enough money that you have money left over to live and do other mitzvos. And you look at second to last line, he says, v'nimzra, adavar l'chacham l'kvoa shir botzo zu al mitzvos. Fine, and it was left to Chazal to figure out a good balance. But midaraisa, the svara behind Takanas Usha is daraisa. Right? The notion that you should have enough assets to do other mitzvahs, to live your life, right, that you shouldn't devote everything to one mitzvah to the exclusion of all else, is obvious. Right? It's absolutely obvious. Okay, details, fifth, 30%, 40%, 10%, we could go on forever. Right, found in a smach that a fifth. But that is what existed before. Okay, I think Rav Asher is obviously right. You're free to agree the Chum's over, but I really don't understand how that works at all. but that's question one. Okay.
I mean, you could see the svar behind the Chum's over.
Yeah, you could say it's a mitzvah vered.
You could say that you're going to eat it, and then your friend isn't going to be able to eat that day. So therefore, you just need to have enough money to be able to eat and survive that day, and not allow your friend.
With that logic, you should just give your friend however.
But this is what the Rav Asher is saying. Rav Asher is saying it can't be that an ani comes over to you, right, or 100 aniim come over to you, and now I can't be any other mitzvah. I can't live. I can't support my family. Right. I had enough money to live a comfortable life, and I don't mean comfortable like a rich life, so I could do what I'm supposed to be doing for a year. Right, I have enough money in the bank. Now I have to spend everything, right, so that I could have been a Talmud Chacham and sent my kids to day school and da 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 da. And now I'm going to have to, work 20 hours a day to put food on the table. It's a lo yitachein, right? It just can't be. If you look, I can't prove it. I'm with Rav Asher here that this is just a svar pshuta, which means I can't prove it, but I think it's obvious. Tosfos and Bava Kama says Elam Shlesh Beis Mashmet the entire Levazu Kol Mono Liknos Ezra Gafilu Mazib Pachos by Mitzvah Beres by Filu Shlesh Beis Mashmet Lo Mechayev and Rina Nami. Now he just notes that what is the connection between the fifth and the third, right? Right. The Gemara in Bava Kama seems to imply that you need a third. He says no, right? Or entertains the possibility in the Habamina that you could spend a third. He says no, it doesn't mean a third. It means up, even if it were a third, but or less than a third, right? It's not throwing out a specific number, right? Whatever. Okay.
Wait,
but he just says, right? It doesn't say, right? It says, right? Look at it, right? It says, "Vafilu shlish pesa," right? Even a third. Mashmal mechayev. It doesn't mean you're not chayev. I mean, nami I'm a mazir shmei chomesh, right? It's not like saying you have to spend a third. It's like something less than a third. So a fifth is less than a third. I don't know if this is right or not. Lumaskana, it doesn't matter because they're talking about completely different things. One's talking about hiddur mitzvah. It's just a question. The Habamina, he's saying. Right, okay, a third, maybe it meant less than a third. Okay, not so, so important for us. Okay, second question. Is a mazbeis an isser or an eitzah tova? Okay, so, we'll get to it in a minute, that this halacha is a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, in Yerodeh, Chelagal, Simon Kufim, Gimel, and in Minchas Yitzchak, in Simon Hay, Simon Lamed Dalid, but they attempt to be medayik it from the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, respectively. So, do we have time? Okay. You know what? Okay. You can look at the Rambams and the Shulchan Aruch yourself, right? Let's jump to the analysis by Rav Moshe where he's going to bring it in. Okay, so Rav Moshe says, "V'davar im takanas uzi shal yivaz beiz yosher mechomesh who isra rak etetova v'nei lo kasav haramam hadin da v'vaz yosher mechomesh el besof hilchos erchen." Right, that's the first halacha. Right, the Rambam brings it up in erchen. He doesn't bring it up in the two places he should have, right, in the next two halachas in Matnos Aniyim. Uva Shulchan Aruch Mufura Shemechaber Sover to be Yadu Maseges Mechuyev Litein Kifi Tzorech Ha'aniyim. What? If you have enough money. Right, afshu yosher mechomesh. Manu shavar shudas a Rambam shechemin din Torah who sheyiten kvi tzarach aniim lo tikna banan lasar v'gam lo leitzatov tzaka rak lehaktish isuro al kapanam aramash because of al yivaz yosher mechomesh v'tzaka pali gusor she'asur k'nuch mehad marukva v'das a Rambam mechaber tzarach iyan. He thinks that it's machloges shochan aruch rama. Shochan aruch is going with Rambam al kapanam leitzim in levaz yosher mechomesh im lo lachshosh lebigoth nevesh. So Rav Moshe thinks it is a machloges. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. So, if you quickly want to see where he gets it from, okay? Look at the first Rambam. The Rambam in Erechen says, "Lola Makdish Adam lo Yachram kol Nechasev Ahosin kein overal das Hakasev Sharei Omer Mikol Asher Lo Velo Kol Asher Lo." Kamoshu Erech Chachamim. Anyone who's Makdish everything, Again, hold this in mind because we'll get to it in a second whether it's about all mitzvahs or not. Right? The Rambam clearly holds that a mavaz basis is about
everything.
All mitzvahs. Right? Right? It's stupidity. Because now other people are going to need to support you. Okay. Skip to the next Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ha'ani ba ani v'shal di machzorov ein yad hanosein maseges nosen lo kafias hagas yado v'kama at chamishin chazav mitzchah min hamuvchar." So the Rambam says, if an ani asks you, so you have to give him as much as he needs up to chamishin chazav is mitzvah min hamuvchar. V'achem me'asar mechazav benoni. The benoni is a tenth. Palamikan ayin ra, less than that is right. It's just is stingy. Ula olam al yimna atma mishlisa shekel b'shana, and the minimum you ever have to give it stock up midaraisa is a shlisa shekel per year. Well, we'll call notes in Palam is a loki and mitzvah filo onim as part of mezaga chayv litin sakal acher. What?
What's the minimum?
A third of a shekel. Okay, third of a shekel b'shana midaraisa. Obviously, we're chayv 10%. Why we give Meiser is a good question. Is it Daraisa, Darabanan, or a Minhag? That's a deal in the beginning of Simon Reish Mem Zion in Yerodea, which we can't get into. Most posting, I think, actually possibly the Bach, that Meiser, as we know, is only a Minhag. That Rav Asher Weiss also thinks that's the consensus, Psaq, but not for now. The next Rambam, this is really two halachas earlier, says the fi masha chaser ha'ani ata mitzvah litin lo main lo ksus mechasim so im ein lo kli bias konos so etc. Right, and then he goes on to say that you have to give an ani what he is used to. So the way Rav Moshe assumes the Shulchan Aruch read the Rambam is as follows: by mitzvahs in general, you can't spend more than a fifth, but there's a countervailing value by tzedaka that tells you that there's a chiyuv to give the ani what he needs. And that seems to be in contradiction with the notion of a fifth. Right? Because sometimes he's going to need more than what a fifth of your money could cost. So he assumes, the way Shulchan Aruch reads Rambam, is that by regular mitzvahs, it might be aser, it might be a real din, right? It's shtus. By tztaka, mitzvah min hamuvchar, under normal circumstances, is a fifth. But if he needs more, you're allowed to give more to mekayim the full mitzvah of day machzoro. And then he looks at Shulchan Aruch, right? This is the beginning of Siman Reish Mem Tet. Shir nesinasim yadam asegas yitin kifi tzorech ha'aniyim. Vim ein yadam asegas kolkach yitin ad chol mishin chasav. If it's clear how Shulchan Aruch reads it, right, that if you can, you give as much as they need. If you can't, then you give until a fifth. Right, that's mitzvah milchar, and then echad ma'asar midas beinus pachu mikan ayin ra. So Ramosha, I think Ramosha is right that Shulchan Aruch read the Rambam to say that elites by tztaka, the real mitzvah min hamuvchar is to give the ani whatever he needs. If you can't do that, then chomesh is the mitzvah min hamuvchar, which is not that. Then 10%, then not less than shlesh. So chomesh, at least by tztaka, is only an eitzah tova.
What?
When
he says you're chayav to give him what he needs.
Daraisa.
Isn't that a proof of the chatzot sofer?
No, he hasn't gotten to. All he says is more than a fifth, right?
No, but like, if the takana of Usha does not affect tzedakah, and first up, you have to give him as much as
he hasn't gotten to the upper limit, right? He just says more than a fifth.
Okay.
Right? We haven't. Right, what he would, how much that would be, he doesn't say. Right, my guess is that he doesn't mean
upper limit you give to tzedakah, but if
no, that's not true, because you could just say the upper limit is until you're right, until you would have to rely on tzedakah. Right, the Chassam Zofer really wants up till today. Right, but practically that means you might be right. You might have to rely on tzedakah. I don't think Shulchan Aruch goes that far. I can't prove it, but I don't think that's the case. Okay. The Rambam, on the other hand, says, no, al yivazvez adam yosher mechomesh lo yitzarech labrios. So this is how Rav Moshe reads the Machlokes, that the Shulchan Aruch is following his read of the Rambam, that maybe by other mitzvahs it's a real chiyuv, I don't know, but by tzedaka, chomesh is the lichat chilo, unless the guy actually needs more and you can do it. That's what Rav Moshe is assuming here. And the Rambam says it's an absolute chiyuv. Minchas Yitzchak, the
to give no more than a fifth.
Right, meaning it's an isser to give more than a fifth. Great, okay. Minchas Yitzchak. Next verse says, "V'nei b'tshuva zikros Moshe sham bani yisod livrei hama." Because of Avi Batzvis Yosef Mechomesh. Lufiani is daiji ain raya the balachlok and lachaber dim rasan lachlok ukosav v'yeshamrim kano the darkov Yosef Mashem etzuvin shemukar. He doesn't think that there's an argument, because then he should have said there was. Etc. He doesn't think he's arguing. So then skip to the next line. Im kena alachal maisak mo bizman hazeh shebichol eis yeshaniim nitzrachim lefaneiv yosar nir tzral shaper yachol mishiyad maseges levaz b'yosar mechol mechu mitzvah gavid. Now again, the Minchas Yitzchak thinks that everyone agrees that you're allowed to give more, but again, even he agrees, and this is what he gets from the Rambam, right? The Rambam, and this is, by the way, where they get the idea, not like the Chassam Sofer, is im yado maseges. If you're rich enough, so then you could give more than a fifth. Okay? So,
has he been the Rambam?
No. The Rambam, he just assumes the Rambam is just that the Rambam just agrees with the Mechaber, and it's just throwing in the Takanas Usha to let you know about it. I agree. I think Ramosh is a stronger read, but I'm throwing it out there. These are both very important poskim. Okay, so again, question one. What existed before? Chassam Sofer thinks you had to give everything. Rav Asher, I think, is correct here. That says, no, you didn't have to give everything. That doesn't make any sense. Right? You're supposed to have a holistic religious life. It doesn't make sense. You have to spend everything on one mitzvah. Right? The counter-argument would be something like mitzvah overes, mitzvah well, yadchal, tachmitzena, something like that. I don't know. Right? This mitzvah is preeminent. Second question was, is this Eitzah Tova? And if you're rich enough, can you go beyond it? Or is it an actual chiyuv, a formal takana? Rav Moshe thinks that this is a machlokes, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch versus the Rama, and paskins like the Rama, that it is an isser to give more. Minchas Yitzchak thinks there is no machlokes, and thinks everyone agrees if you're rich enough, you're allowed to give more. The next question, which I already started talking about, does this only refer to tzedakah or other mitzvahs? It's clear that from the Rambam, some version of it applies by other mitzvahs. Perhaps the isser applies by other mitzvahs, and I don't know, Eitzah Tova exists by tzedakah. I'm not sure. Let's continue on that question of, does it apply to other mitzvos? So look in the next source. Avas Chesed, this is the Chavetz Chaim, Izu B'Ksubos, Kinu Chazal B'Ushab, Mevazuz, Amavazios, Mechomesh, Hamitzarech L'Brios, Imlo Mishu Asher Muflag, right, again, he paskins like Minchas Yitzchak, unless you're really, really rich, Demas B'Poksim B'Lov, Lo Haisa Takana, right, so he thinks it's not an absolute Isser. By the way, he's not the only person, it's also in the Chachmas Adam, right, I only give you a sampling of Makaros, but the Chachmas Adam paskins that way also. Which is how it'll paskin, you'll see later in Ksuvos. Now he just throws in another exception of the Demachsaro, that perhaps, right, the Chomish is only when you're going out to find the Aniyim, but when they come to your house, right, that separate Chiyuv is what forces you to give more than a fifth. And then he just puts another exception, which is Pikuach Nefesh, right? Obviously, by Pikuach Nefesh, we might bend the rules. Skip to the Shevet Alevi, just one more person on this issue.
Does the
Chavis
Chaim say it applies to other things besides
it? Oh, we haven't gotten there yet. I forgot which piece I put in there, right? And the Shevet Alevi here just also agrees with Rav Moshe against the other Acharonim. He just notes that the position of the Minchas Yitzchak is also found, as the Chavis Chaim already note, well, in the Chavis Chaim, in the Chachmas Adam, and also in the Yaivitz. Okay. The Shita Mekubet explicitly says that this is not about Talmud Torah, right? He doesn't say what it is for, which means it does apply, but he excludes Talmud Torah. So he writes, "Cause of Rashi Zal Mavazbez Le'aniim," right? So he's medayik that Rashi says on Mavazbez it's only by Staka. But he notes that in other places it includes, right, being makdish things as well. Vamar Midrash Rabos Parshas Bahar, Mitarvan Yavla Rekiva, Shisme, etc. Umashmali the Hachi Peruzo is Barnash Yav Magain, Perish Ainlo, Minosin Kolashir Lod, Mavaz Avaz Yoser Mechomesh, Perish Magain Bechinam, Kolomar Lodavar. So Right, he notes that there is a midrash that is so ser. So if you go to the two lines from the bottom, he says, "Yesh lan lachalek v'lo amin hachi eli l'talmud Torah k'mosh aser Rabbi Akiva lachalek la'aniyim lo." Okay, so the Shita Mikubetzet says that the rule of Al Mavazbis applies to Aniyim and it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. What doesn't he tell you?
What it doesn't apply
to. Right, everything else in the middle, right? He tells you that the primary is by Aniyim and maybe being Makdish your stuff. He says it doesn't apply by Talmud Torah. He doesn't say whether it applies to other mitzvos, but he does note that there's at least one mitzvah, namely Talmud Torah, that is an exception to it. I think pashtos in poskim is that it applies to all mitzvos, and we'll see in a little bit at Pischei Tshuva Simen Kufin on Zayin why I think this is the running assumption of poskim, even if they don't say it explicitly.
Are there certain exceptions against that they are that Talmud Torah that these mitzvot of Talmud Torah apply to like Aniyim do, or are they exceptions that they don't?
He doesn't say.
Okay.
Okay, we're not going to have time to go through Yerushalmi. Fine. One of the points in the Yerushalmi, which should be obvious, is that a fifth, right? How do you calculate a fifth? So it says a fifth once, and then after that you pay from the revach, right? Otherwise, right? What does it mean, right? If I keep saying you can give a fifth, that goes forever. It means that, right? At one point you can give a fifth, but after that you can only give a fifth of what you would make from now. You can't keep saying, oh, I'm going to give a fifth, right? Then you'd be left with zero. That doesn't help you, right? I think that's just pure, a very pure, straightforward mathematical argument. What?
Tosfot brings that same idea up in Arsogia.
Yeah, and he gets from the Yerushalmi. I mean, he quotes it from the Yerushalmi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, but we're not going to have time to go to the Yerushalmi very quickly, yes.
So does the fifth apply to a year's wages or like a day's wages?
I just said, it's a fifth of your entire property and then revach.
For a year?
What does it matter? I could give a fifth of what I made today. I could give a fifth of what I made over the year. It's going to come out numerically to the same thing.
The question was like, could there be an alphabet? Because that's like a perm. You're supposed to get like, you know, more stuff than usual. Could you give, you know, 4/5 of your daily wages for, you know, the 14th of Adar?
No, presumably not, because then you would be over a revach for the year. Right, meaning the way that Yerushalmi understands it is at one time you can give a fifth, and from then on you're only allowed to give a fifth of your property beyond that. Right, if you gave a fifth every, meaning you could give 4/5 of one day,
right? Yeah, yeah,
but like not if you were giving a fifth every day, and then one day you decide to give 4/5, right? It would have to come out in general. You're only giving 1/5.
This is assuming it's liquidated money, right?
That's already too complicated.
On the basis that you're, if you're exceptionally rich, this either applies or where. Outside of that range, you're still fine. So if the svara is you managing, if you're exceptionally rich, you can manage on 3/5 what you get,
yeah.
Then does all of this apply or not?
According to Ramosha, yes. According to the Minchas Yisrael, no. Yes. Okay. Fine. Now, another problem. As you noted, there are contradictions all throughout Shas. For example, the Gemara in Tainis Chavdalid, right, where people run after people give all their money. There's examples throughout Shas. I won't read them all inside. How do you deal with all of these? So either you say that it's not actually happening, they're giving all the money they have with them, or something like that, right? Or you say it's before Takanas Usha or something. I don't know. Or you say that that's not for tzedakah, right? It's for, I don't know, hachnasas kala or something, and maybe they hold that it's a special din for aniyim. I don't know, right? Those are a few possibilities. The Hasidim give a whole bunch of suggestions for why they're exceptions. The Besht, for example, says it's only hamivazbeis, right? And he's medayik, that it's only if you feel like you're wasting your money. But if you want to give your money, then it's mutter. And that's how he reads it. That's the second to last source on the page, quoted in the Daf al Daf. This is unlikely that this is true, but who knows? Right? The yes, exactly. That's what he yes, and it's also other Hasidim take this also. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Gerd Hatshuva, that's in the Daf Al Daf before that, says that if normally you're not allowed to give more than a fifth, but if you need to do tshuva and you want to torture yourself, then you're allowed to give more than a fifth. Okay, I don't know. I really everyone tries to answer these questions in a different way. I really don't know what the answer is. Okay, let me quickly prove to you why I think that the general consensus talk is that it applies to all mitzvos, until could they answer another question, which we didn't discuss, and that's in Pesach Chuvah Siman Kuf Nun Zayin, where the poskim are dealing with the question of... It's in the siman about Yehar Gval Yavor. And the Shulchan Aruch says that this is the Ramah quotes. V'miyachal hatzmalas b'chol asher lo tzarich leidin akovel yavor v'lo tase. Right, that if you could get out of violating a lozes by giving all your money, you would have to. Okay, and then the Pifchei Tshuva gets into the question. Okay, so that's for a normal lozes, but what about? If you look, I'm very deep. I'm very serious. Chasidim, the topic. Gam yinzei. If dafka b'chei gavne shabal haanas levatel some mitzvahs asay. Who wrote it? Bekiyuma v'litin lo mamon rav. Who ain't zark levav is called mamono. Avon ba haanas litol mimenu mamon rav. Af kol hono chalila lo lomar shevatel mitzvahzei b'kudei shelo lahasik lo. He said, is the exception right by mitzvahs asay that you don't have to give up all your money? Is that only if he's threatening to take away your money, then you don't have to even vazbe's everything, right? But if he didn't come to vatal your mitzvahs to say, rather, he came to take all your money, right? If you aren't vatal mitzvahs to say, right? Depends which way he comes, right? Are you... So then he suggests, and then right, he wants all your money not to be mazik you, right? So then he suggests that maybe you would have to give up all your money. Okay, I'm not going to get into all the cheshbonos of why that is, right? And then there's a second dion.
Which way does it work?
He's mistopic, right? He said, is it only Shabbat as levatos on mitzvah saseh v'rotze b'kiyumo v'litin lo mamon rav who the answer of levaz is, right? Is it if the guy comes and tells you don't do a mitzvah and you want to and you can bribe him out of it, you don't have to bribe him out of it, right? Or... But Avalim Ba Anas Lito Mimenu Mamon Rav Af Kolono Chalila Lomar Shivatam Mitzvah Shelo Hasik Lo. Sorry, I got that wrong. It's do you not have to bribe someone to let you do a mitzvah, but you can't offer to not do a mitzvah, right? In order to save yourself the money, right? Yes, right, right. Is it that if someone says either violate the violate this mitzvah say, and I have the option of bribing him to allow myself to do the mitzvah say, so then I'm only chayev to pay one-fifth, but not all my money, right? But if someone says, give me all your money, I can't say, right, you really want me to be not religious, I won't light Hanukkah candles or something, right? Can I do that, or can I not initiate, right? Okay, he has a suffix about that. Then he has another suffix. The Ramah says that only by losa says, do you have to give up all your money? Right? By lo sase, you have to give up all your money. By assays, you don't. So then he has a suffix. What about a lo sase that's not a kumva assay? Right? Is it only lo sase is like, I can't do, right? I can't eat chazir, right? But I could do a lo sase, which is b'shei ve'al tase, right? Right? Like I could, right? Give me an example.
The rest of the carbon over.
What?
No, finish the carbon, just leave it over there.
Yeah, something like that, right? Right, leave Nosar. Could I do that? So he has a suffix about that also. Right? Without even getting the answer to those questions, right, what is obvious from the Pesach Chuvah's discussion, that he thinks the rule of Amvazvez, Amvazvez, and Rechomesh is?
Everywhere.
All mitzvahs. That's so we can even have this diunim. Okay. Okay, we're already going over time, so let me summarize what we have. Throw out a few other ideas. We're not going to get to all of them, okay? So, Hamavaz Beis. What existed before? Chassam Zover thinks you had to get everything, Rav Asher says, that seems to be against Svar Pshut in the Gemara. Second question, is it a Chiyuv? I mean, is it an Isser to spend more than a fifth? Or it's a Tova? And if you're richer and you won't become poor, then you're allowed to. It's a Machlokes, according to Rav Moshe, between the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch on one side and the Rambam on the other side, and he paskins lochomra like the Rambam. Minchas Yitzchak thinks even the Rambam is moda that it's mutter. The Chayadam, Chavetz Chaim, the Yavetz, all paskin is mutter. The Shevet Levi paskins like Rav Moshe. Next question, is it only tzedakah or other mitzvahs? So it's definitely tzedakah and Kanira Kachim. The Shidim Gueta says Talmud Torah is an exception. And Pesach Tshuva seems to get the repulsion that applies to all mitzvos, such that can he ask the parameters of ases and los ases and los ases and shevi al ta'ase. There are contradictions in Gemara where it seems like you spent everything, so either you say, you know, I don't know, you say that that's right, that that's not only tztaka, that's something else, or it was before Takanos Usha, or you come up with things like Amavazbeis doesn't apply if you're doing tshuva, and that was a case of tshuva, or Amavazbeis doesn't apply if you want to give it, or something like that. I don't know. A few other questions that come up that are problematic, and just to throw it out because we're already over time. One is, we know, right, this is just my summary at the end. One, we know that by certain derabbanans, right, like Chanukah and the Arba Kosos, we say that even Ani has to spend all the money that he has, right? Even right, the shirt off his back. How does that work with this? Right? So some Achronim say it's an exception because of Pursumei Nisa, which is probably correct. Other people say very exciting things, like all derabbanans are a violation of a lav of lotasur, and therefore it's a lav, and you have to give all your money. Whatever. Another question, there's Gemara in Kiddushin Choftes, which has a suffix, if I only have enough money to do Pidyon HaBen or to be Ole Regel, which do I do first? The implication of the Gemara is you're going to spend all of your money, right? Because you only have enough money for one.
You have more, which is Meshuvah.
At this stage in the Gemara, before we get into everything there and whatever it is, but it sounds like you don't have any money. So how do you solve that? The simplest svara seems to be for Pidyon HaBen that Hamivazbeis only applies if the money doesn't have a set monetary value, meaning if there's a chov involved, right, I'm chayav, five slayim, so it doesn't matter if I have more, right, I don't have more money than that, that is my chov. Right, Reb Chaim asked the same question, why, if it's a mitzvah to pay back a loan, why am I ever chayav to pay back a loan that's more than a fifth of my wealth? It's obvious, because a chov is exempt from this, right? A chov is defined by how much money you owe. You can't get out of it by saying, oh, it's more than a fifth of my wealth. That's a little bit problematic, though, in that sugya, because the Gemara is misupak, whether you should be mekayim, pidyon haben, or alila regel, which implies that it's willing to entertain the possibility you'd spend all your money on alila regel, which is not a mitzvah sheish bo chov. The Ber Halacha has a very astonishing claim.
Could you say that it's a choice between two God-given mitzvot, and it's different than between a chov you've taken to another man who may not be a have as much rahmana as Hashem?
What?
That, like, when you give all your money to Olel Regel, God's going to be like, you didn't do your event, but at least you did a mitzvah, so I'm going to have rahmana on you.
But if you, that would be true of any mitzvah.
What do you mean? No, but like,
if you think that Amavazis applies to all mitzvahs, so
it's a tova.
Great. Great. No, so you could just say it's an Eitz HaTovah. You could solve it by saying it's just an Eitz HaTovah. You're right. Despite the fact that it seems to be Shulchan Aruch, the Achronim don't actually suggest that as a possibility. Ber Halacha comes up with several exciting possibilities. One is that Mevaz Beis doesn't apply to Achana for mitzvos. And there you're allowed to spend everything. Only by mitzvos you're limited to a fifth. I don't know why that would be true. He suggests something also, which is it's only if you have a lot of money that you can't spend a fifth. But if you're going to end up being poor, you might as well spend everything. Again, I really don't understand where this comes from. And you can see I have three question marks here. Rav Asher doesn't get it at all. Look, there's a list of different possibilities here. We don't have time. We're really, really over time. Okay, so I just wanted to give you a basic idea of the issues that are involved. There are a lot more. And at the end, I give you summaries, either from Rav Asher, and also there's two chapters in the Ratz Katzvi, which summarize some of these issues if you're interested in looking more.